things that we experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in a corner. Flickering of the lights. A disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us. Share your story. Share your evidence. Because this isn't just your story. This is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio.
And this is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every week we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, or just the unusual. But I guess that's not true anymore, is it? It's not just every week, because as I've been telling everybody everywhere, all the time, nonstop, that we are going nightly. And that starts tomorrow, Monday, July 10th, which is pretty exciting. I'm not going to lie. I'm very excited about it. You know, even though I've been doing the show on AM 950 for 3 years now, and I've been doing a radio show like on the internet for probably about 8 years now, I am still a little nervous about it. I'm not going to lie, because this is nightly. It's really exciting. I just want to do a shout out real fast to Matt on his show. I was on his show on Friday. Also, I was listening to Native Roots, and I just want to say thank you very much to Mr. Robert Pilot for doing a shout-out for the new show starting Monday. That is very cool. I greatly, greatly appreciate that. So, you know, we are moving into new territory. The goal here, and we'll talk about this throughout the hour, the goal here is that we're going to expand the type of topics we talk about, delve into things a little bit deeper. And, you know, at the end of the day, let's just have some fun, right? There's some interesting things out there. We're not all going to agree on everything that's being said, but we can certainly enjoy it and have a fun time talking about it. There's no need for anyone to, push one way or the other. It's just going to be a nice fun time. And I have with me today a couple of my friends for the final Sunday show. And I just wanted to include them on this because this is kind of a big change, and they're going to be joining me on the nightly show as well. We have, of course, Miss Char Savoy, who is the owners of both Charvinity and Metamorphosis Connections, and we're going to be talking about those today. Char, how are you doing today?
I am good. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for taking the time and joining me on a Sunday afternoon when it's very nice out. It looks nice wherever you are right now. So that's great. I'm happy to see that. And then I'm going to also say hello, who is not on camera, to Mr. Adam, who is joining me on this nightly journey.
Well, hello, and thank you for having me again this week.
Oh, thank you very much. And Adam is going to be with us on Thursday and Fridays, and I'm really excited. We're going to have some great conversations, and it's always great to have you along for the ride.
Thank you very much. I'm very stoked for this opportunity and for the see where this show goes, because once a week is not good enough, to be honest with you, for what you want to tackle on this show.
No, and that's just it. Is obviously when we do this, I don't know about you, Adam, Char, when you've done the show with us and done the show as guest host, you know, I often feel like, apart from a couple, that when you're done with the show, it's like, oh gosh, I wish this was like 2 hours, or I wish I could get them back on again really quickly. Have you run into that, Char?
Yeah, absolutely. The time goes so much faster than you think it does. And there's just so much to cover, and you start talking and then somebody mentions something like, oh my God, I could talk about that for an hour. You know, it's like that one topic. So I'm super excited for you. Congratulations.
Oh, you.
You deserve this so much.
Thank you so much. I'm really, really stoked about it. And I'm going to say this tomorrow as well, but I posted about the new show on LinkedIn, and I haven't used LinkedIn for about like 4 years. And I'm like, well, I have this, let's use this as a tool. And one of the first people to send me a note to congratulate me was Tim Dennis. And Tim was co-host of Darkness Radio on KTLK, but he also does Darkness on Patreon. He does it on Facebook. So that was really kind of cool to have him just reach out and say hi and whatnot. So I was really happy about that. I had a number of people join in and say nice things about what we're doing. So that was really nice. So
I think enjoy what you do for sure. I mean, your show is amazing. You cover so many different topics. You reach so many different people on so many different levels that I think, you know, you have so much more support than you realize. And I'm be happy because I'm really happy for you. And I'm glad that the people that you admire and that you look up to are reaching out and saying congratulations as well.
Oh, thank you very much. Like I mentioned, we're going to have Char on as much as she wants to be on. Let's put it that way. I've reached out to a number of people on Metamorphosis Connections, which is this wonderful directory of all sort of modalities. Because we're not just talking about spirits and banging noises and stuff. We're talking about all sorts of things that are going to help you. And so reaching out, finding really, really talented people. And that's what Metamorphosis Connections is all about, isn't it?
Absolutely. And there's some really gifted, talented people that do so many things, like things I didn't even know existed. And I was like, wait, what is this? And I mean, and both me and you, we go on the same concept of the metaphysical and the paranormal are kind of the same.
Yeah.
So they blend. They're the same thing. So to cover those things and with the paranormal isn't that so out of the realm.
No, not at all. And, you know, you hear the commercials during our breaks and whatnot. But, I mean, really, I get a lot of people who are like, oh, I want to try this. I want to try that. I'm not sure. Like, where do I start to find the right people? And I always push them towards, first of all, I mean, to be very honest, I push them just in general towards Charvinity, because that is just, you know, there's just so much going on with you there. And also Metamorphosis Connections as well. It's truly great. And I just had done that. I think I mentioned to you when we were on our trip, I mentioned it to the folks that we were doing the trip with, that please go reach out because there are certain things they wanted to get. And I'm like, well, this is where you want to go and get them. So,
right. Yeah.
Now, whether they did or not, I can't say. I don't know. I mean, that's out of my hands at that point, Char.
I totally get it. I mean, even if they reach out to me through Charvinity, I will direct them to the right place on the Metamorphosis. So well, either one is perfectly fine.
And that's kind of what I thought, because that just seems to be the, you know, it just seems like a great focal point. And then going to Charvinity, you do so many classes, you do so many events that it is just really, I'm amazed. I don't know how you do it all, to be very honest. I don't know how you put all these classes together, how you're doing all these events. But you're constantly working, and I just, the way I see it is you're just constantly working to better people's lives. You're constantly working to grow them to whatever level they want to. It's up to them, and that's what you're there for, to help them.
Absolutely. It's kind of my way. I've always liked to help people and to like be there for them, and it's just my way of being able to do that on a much broader scale. And so it just makes me happy. I just like doing it.
As it should. Why don't we do this? Because there's a lot of stuff that I would like to talk about today. I would like to take a break. When we come back, Adam has this UFO or alien article that we're going to talk about. Want you to weigh in on it too, Char. We're going to have a great time. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950.
If you own a holistic or metaphysical business and are looking to expand, then you need to be listed on metamorphosisconnections.com. It's a network where you can grow with like-minded practitioners and reach new clients. Metamorphosisconnections.com is an online directory you need to list yourself and your business. Our platform makes it easy for you to create listings of your products and services, and you can also choose to list your classes, events, and so much more. MetamorphosisConnections.com helps you create weekly and monthly promotional ads targeted towards your potential clients and promotes them for you via social media and newsletter. There are clients searching for your specialty right now. Let us help them find you. Start your listing today so you can share your own unique gifts and talents by finding the level of membership that best fits your needs. Let us help you reach your clients that are searching for what you do. Visit metamorphosisconnections.com and sign up today.
And welcome back to Ghost Box Radio. My name is Greg Bach, and thank you very, very much for joining me. Our last Sunday show before we go 5 nights a week, and that starts tomorrow, and I am very, very excited about that, and so excited that I decided to bring back my friends, who I always like to have a conversation with. I have with me Char Savoy of Charvinity and Metamorphosis Connections, as well as Mr. Adam, who is actually in the studio, surrounded by all sorts of trees and whatnot back there. We don't have a camera on you today.
No camera on me, so we can't watch the Himalayan light turn off and on by itself like it did last week.
There's a number of people in the chat, and if you're wondering, well, how do I get to the chat? Go to AM 950 Radio on Facebook, or you can go to Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken on Facebook, and you can join in the chat if you have something to say. We don't really have a massive plan for today's show, but if there's something you want to talk about, put it into the comments. I am not taking calls today, but put it into the comments, and we can certainly talk about it. Just a quick shout-out to Bridget, who says that the pilots, Wendy and Robert Pilot, are awesome people. Love them both and their show and mine. Thank you very much. Robert Pilot, actually, Adam, the first time I ever talked to Robert Pilot when I started 3 years ago doing this, the first thing he ever said to me is, I hope that my goal for you would to get a nightly show.
Well, Robert's the man around here. I will absolutely say that wholeheartedly. No fibbing, no nothing. I absolutely love Native Roots Radio.
Yep.
Robert and Wendy are amazing. The few times I've bored up their show, I almost got to get caught up listening to it. It's like, oh, snap, a break. I got to hit the space bar over here. But they're very engaging, and I absolutely love the feel of that show. Robert is so well spoken and educated in the topics he is talking about. You're not going to get any fluff, lie, anything like that with Robert, which is why it makes him probably my favorite show next to Ghost Box here on AM 950.
So to kind of get things moving along a little bit, you had something that you found very interesting that you pulled off the wire.
Yeah, I pulled it off the wire. This is from CBS News, so I'm going to give credit where credit is due.
Absolutely.
It was published by Mike Sullivan, July 7th, 2023, so just a couple of days ago. It's a story out of Cambridge, Massachusetts. A Harvard professor, A.V. Loeb, believes that they may have found fragments of alien technology from a meteor that landed off the waters of Papua New Guinea in 2014. Now, first of all, when I see Papua New Guinea, first thing I think is, well, let's see.
Yeah.
But as I got reading into the article and Professor A.V. Loeb, there have what they say in conjunction with U.S. Space Command, they can confirm with almost 99.999% certainty that what they found at the bottom of the waters is alien technology. So basically what happened in 2014, the Defense Department noticed a very large boom and flash off the waters of Papua New Guinea.
Got it.
So the U.S. Department of Defense went and investigated the area.
Yep.
They calculated how large the path was that this giant fireball took, but they were not finding any remnants of a meteor hitting the earth or anything like that. So they called in Harvard professor Loeb here. What the Harvard professor did then was they took a projected 10-kilometer range, or about 6.7 miles, if you're not on the metric system, to search. So what they did was they put magnetic sleds on the bottom of some boats and combed this 10-kilometer range back and forth for several days. According to A.V. Loeb, and his quote from the article is, we found 10 spherules. They are almost perfect spheres, or metallic marbles, if you will. When you look at them through a microscope, they look very distinct from everything else in the background, Loeb explained. He says, quote, they have colors of gold, blue, brown, and some of them resemble a miniature Earth. He goes on to say their composition shows that they are made of 84% iron 8% silicone, 4% magnesium, and 2% titanium, plus trace elements there that are, you know, sub millimeter in size. They found a grand total of 50 of them, and they have now officially been cataloged by NASA. They still don't know exactly what these are, but the fact that they are round spheres, very colorful, they kind of look like that there should be a bigger find somewhere within that debris field off the coast of Papua New Guinea. They're heading back out there with a couple of new technological gadgets, according to Loeb, sometime later this year to search for more of what could possibly be a wreckage or what could possibly be a new kind of meteor that has never been discovered here hitting planet Earth. I found that insanely interesting reading that article the other day. And I was just like, this is something I got to bring up on the show.
Yeah.
Because I think a few days ago on the Ghost Box Facebook page, for those of you who hop on Facebook after the show, of course, hop on Ghost Box Radio Facebook page. Greg has been posting "What do you think?" Style articles on there of late, and one of them was about the UFOs and how they used to look with the actual saucer look. And I have a theory on that we can get into at another show. But I honestly think those were cargo trucks, essentially.
Oh, interesting.
And nowadays we're seeing the little tic-tac ones, as they're being called, going up from the ocean floor into the skies. That's been caught.
Got it.
I think that becomes more of your everyday driver. I think they have set up under the ocean. I don't know what they're doing there. Could be good, could be bad. I've seen they live. And, you know, we could have just be catching the first glimpses of what they were trying to bring down to our service. Maybe they're trying to be helpful. I would hope so.
So, Char, what did you think of that article?
Oh, it's interesting because I remember I saw the article pop up on the web when I went to go to a site and I didn't look at it. So I know what he's referencing at least. It's very interesting, and I could be wrong, so don't quote me on this 100%, but I actually think I bought a piece of meteorite from Papua New Guinea not that long ago from that date.
Ooh, cool.
You're kidding. Wow.
No, I'm not. I have a series of meteorite. Well, you know me, I have meteorite necklaces.
That's right.
And
you do. Absolutely. I remember. Yeah.
I connect to them. And so I have little pieces of meat, and I swear I'm not at home to go check, or I would, but I swear one of them was from Papua New Guinea and it was around that date time. So I'll have to look at it when I get home, but I'm not surprised. I am not surprised, to be honest.
I saw your face kind of light up when Adam talked about the one that looks like it could be like the land masses of Earth and stuff on there.
Yeah, well, you know, I have that one that has all those little, sounds very similar to that one necklace I have that started to break apart.
Yeah, that's right.
And so I was like, that sounds very familiar to me. And so it makes sense. I mean, I don't know. They're here. I mean, the fact that we're finding physical evidence, I think, is just a side note to what's already happening.
And you know, kind of a question to both of you. You have about 3 minutes before we head to break. Do you think we are meant to find this stuff, if I could construct a proper sentence, do you think we could find these stuff is going to show themselves to us on their timeline opposed to us? Meaning that are we heading towards a possible disclosure, a possible unveiling?
I think they're like Easter eggs. They're dropping hints. They're not going to just pop out and we're here one day. And I think you're on the right track too, is they're here for a purpose, whether, you know, hopefully it's here to help us, but I think that they're allowing certain things to come through and we have to unravel it somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in total agreement. I don't know if mankind is even ready to accept as a whole, a whole nother species coming from the stars. No. I personally am, But mankind as a whole, I don't think so at this time. And maybe they're smart enough to kind of wait it out until man is ready or it has to be done to save the planet. I know it sounds like a sci-fi flick, but what we've seen in Star Trek and Star Wars growing up is now everyday material. So
true.
Well, now, and I have to agree with Annette. I agree with her.
So Annette put a comment on in our chat on Ghostbox Radio with Greg Bakken and Facebook that says, I don't think aliens are interested in us, just our planet. And I can understand where you both are coming from, but what about all those alleged, interactions that people seem to always have with like taking them out of beds and stuff?
I think they're curious in us, but not as people. Like they don't have, I don't think they connect to us on an emotional level like we connect to each other. Mm-hmm. I think they're more interested in us as an organism. How do we function? What do we do? What can we use you for? And I'm not saying that in a bad way.
Yeah.
But it's just like, you know, you go to the store and you buy ingredients for a meal. You use certain ingredients for certain things. So that's what they're doing. They're finding certain ingredients for certain things.
Adam?
I actually 100% agree with exactly everything Char said there. I think they're here to study and observe more than to actually interfere.
That is interesting. Do you think then, as we have about a minute before we go to break, Adam, do you think that they want to save us from Armageddon?
If it benefits them, I believe they would step in.
Char, do you think that we're a science project?
I think we are a science project and maybe part of the solution, but only the problem is we're not figuring out that part. And that might be why they're dropping hints for us to help. But unfortunately, I don't think we're ever going to get it.
Now, Annette had said that she believes that they already found what they wanted. And I don't know if I think I agree with all of you. I think you're all on the right track. I kind of feel like that, like we're like a houseplant in a sense, that aliens are watching over us. And to both of your points, it's like, okay, we are going to, maybe insert themselves when it looks like we're going to self-destruct as a race, or maybe harm to the planet or something like that. It's very interesting. Why don't we do this, though, because we have so much more to talk about. Let's take another break. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation. Also, let's talk about that crash landing in Las Vegas. I'd be interested in what you all think about that, too, as we continue talking about UFO and aliens today. You're listening to Ghostbox Radio on AM 950. And welcome back to Ghostbox Radio on AM 950. My name is Greg Bakken. The final Sunday show before I make the journey over to weeknights. Don't forget, folks, that's weeknights at 10.06 p.m. Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday, Ghostbox Radio. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll talk a little bit more about that in the next segment, about who we're going to have on coming up. But a couple things, a bit of house cleaning before we get back into our conversation. This coming Friday, July 14th, Char and I, as Charvinity and Parafriends Events, are going to be doing an event over at the Grand House in Rush City, Minnesota. And this is really one, folks, that if you can do it, I would definitely recommend it. If you want to hear true evidence from a paranormal investigation that has actually happened at the Grand House, we were all part of it. We like to call it 18 minutes because everything that happens took place in 18 minutes, and it is extremely articulate with a lot of different types of evidence and whatnot in there, which is really exciting. And Char, I mean, this is going to be a lot of fun. This is July 14th at 6:30 p.m. at the Grand House in Rush City, Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm so excited for this. This is like one of the best experiences that I've ever been a part of. And I know you feel the same way. And I'm just so excited to present it at the Grand House. I mean, I don't even know how to find words for it. It's amazing. It's fun. The people that were there, some of them will be there to help tell their personal side of it, their feelings, how it affected them. So this is a really, really great event, and I'm really excited for this one.
Now, to get in, it's $10 to get in for the presentation at 6:30. But what Becky is doing over at the Grand House, for those of us who love to eat, and I am one of them, that she's going to, right? Exactly. She is doing a buffet dinner. That's an additional charge, but the door is open for that at 5:30. And I mean, she always brings good food. She always is able to get a lot of good things together. So that's an additional charge. I don't know what that is, but it just come out anyway. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's actually a very emotional presentation, to be very honest.
It really is, in all the right ways. I mean, it'll hit you on every emotion, pretty much.
Absolutely, and we're actually going to have those who played a very big part in the investigation actually presenting it, those who are able to make it. And that to me makes it so much more real, because they're going to be able to tell you. I mean, Shar and I were there too. I mean, we had moments of inclusion into that investigation, but hearing the people who were channeling certain things and living those moments, it's truly chilling, and it really captures different types of evidence, from spirit box EVP to real live records of historical context.
Right.
So this is going to be fantastic. Once again, folks, this is at the Grant House in Rush City, Minnesota. The doors open at 5:30 if you want to get a dinner. The presentation will start at 6:30, and it's going to be truly amazing, let alone the Grant House is one of the best haunted locations in Minnesota. Definitely go check it out regardless.
Absolutely.
So continuing our conversation from the last segment, talking about aliens, as one does, the thing is also, where am I here? Annette had also said that that the aliens are probably waiting for us to kill each other, then take our planet. Now that's a bit macabre for a Sunday afternoon, if you ask me. It's definitely, who am I to say though that she's wrong, Adam?
I was about to say, she probably isn't wrong.
I mean
they spent so many years studying our cows.
That's true.
And yeah. You know, maybe.
I mean, I think there's a little bit of something in there, because I feel like somehow they're waiting for us to do something. They need us. We're a key part. Like, we're the engineer for something. If they're dropping off this alien technology, you know we're going to replicate it.
Yeah.
You know we're going to try to do something with it. And maybe that's the purpose.
That's an interesting thought, too. And I'm going to take it maybe not the way that you're intending it, Shar, but, you know, they're dropping off stuff that's kind of like weaponry, or at least we're taking it as such. I mean, and that's, who knows what kind of conversion that is from aliens that drop stuff off that is just flying machines. And of course, the human race decides that this is weapons and that we must use it, and it becomes an arm race and all that stuff. I mean, it's very interesting. Now, Julie says, I believe that they've been here for thousands of years feeding off our energy. And I don't know, Julie, if you mean the energy of the Earth or our individual, like, our individual human energy, or maybe all of the above.
That one really could go both ways.
Yeah, I mean, that's just it. I mean, that's the thing about this, is that there is a lot. I mean, it could go a lot of different ways with this as well. And if you two don't mind, I'm going to go through a couple more comments here. Thank you all very much for all the comments coming through. This is really, really a lot of fun. Let's see here. I'm just trying to see here. Okay, so Julie's saying individual energy and energy matrix. I mean, and, you know, that's the other thing that I think a lot of people don't quite understand. And I think, I don't know, Shar, if you would agree, or Adam, if you would agree, that I feel like people think of the way that any sort of aliens getting to us transportation-wise is that same old sort of, like, they're in a flying saucer and they come from planet X to the Earth, where I think that's impossible. I think they have to be like portals or some sort of sort of like tunnel of some kind that can expedite that sort of travel.
You know, maybe that's why we see Bonnies. Maybe that's how they're getting through. They're opening up a rift in the atmosphere and making that sort of their international highway, if you will, or galactic highway. And that opens up and, you know, a few of them can pop through when they need to.
Well, and I firmly believe that. I mean, I think I mentioned, I know I mentioned to you, Char, that John and I saw that those and I actually have, I found on the interweb, I found drawing of it that I sent to John. He didn't respond to it, which is a bit of a bummer, but whatever. And come on, this is what we've been talking about. As Brad points out, Brad Webb from Crack Skull Paranormal, he that it's wormholes, absolutely. And and that we saw them, and people are like, well, that's going to be, you know, such and such satellite. And like, I've never seen satellites open up a circle in the sky and stuff comes through and drops and keeps moving. Have you ever seen that, Adam?
I have never even heard of that, but that would be fascinating. And yeah, that would definitely be a wormhole.
Right. And we were out in Hudson. That's where John lives and his address is. No, I'm just kidding. But we were out in Hudson and it's clear sky over there. So, you know, you could really see it. And we're just watching. And Chris, his wife, is like, well, no, that's, you know, satellite link or whatever, nat link or sat link or whatever they call this stuff. I don't pay attention to that.
Now, the spirals have been explained as the satellites. And that I totally get, the random spiral someone will see. But something opening up in the sky and watching something fall out?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll show you the drawing afterwards. Now, jumping around a little bit, Annette has been on the chat, and she's just been like, well, has anyone heard of abductions over the last 20 years, getting back to the alien abduction side of things? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, and we're going to bring them through on the show more and more to tell their story. Char told her story on our special episode of Ghost Box Radio. John shared his as well, and John Yost also shared his. I mean, and John's was from the 70s, but Char and John on the phone, they were much more recent. And I had a number of people from that episode reach out to me to tell me that they have a story to tell as well, which I think is, you know, I know it was hard to tell those stories, but I think the purpose of it was able to allow people to feel like they weren't so ostracized by it themselves, perhaps.
And to know that there's other people who have experienced that, it's got to be uplifting for folks who have been not wanting to share their stories because of what they feel like the public would treat them as, or, you know, anything like that.
No, absolutely. And, I'm reading a book right now, and it's taking forever only because I just don't have the time to do it. And it's about a guy who, this is going back to the 60s, though, that had been his whole life, he's been abducted over and over and over again his whole life. And it's just, I don't know, it's crazy. And I don't mean that, that sounds like a throwaway line, but it's true. I mean, it's just, and that's why I was wondering from you two, like, you know, you're all saying that, you know, they're really interested in the Earth, but, you know, I think they're doing science experiments on some of the people here.
And I think, you know, like the individual you reference who has been abducted multiple times, maybe there is something within their DNA structure that, you know, the star people or the aliens actually like there's something a little different with their chromosomes as opposed to the rest of us that they may want to manipulate within their own labs.
And you know what I think that is? I think that's a hybrid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, doesn't that make sense, Char?
Absolutely. And I mean, and you just never know what the purpose is. Why? You don't know. But also at the same time, I think back in the 50s and 70s, what else were we going to talk about? You know, there's so much going on right now.
Right.
Like, we've been desensitized to aliens and alien abductions and other things because of all the movies. And it's not news. It's not. It's just another movie. So that's why we don't hear about it anymore. But it's still happening.
It almost feels like a diversion in a sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you feel that that's a misplaced word, saying it's a diversion? Because I mean, that sounds like that means there was a plan. Is it to think it's just happenstance, or what are your thoughts on that?
I don't know. I think there's a plan somehow, but I don't think it's about us trying to figure out what that plan is. I mean, there's all kinds of different reasons why they might be doing it. Like, if, you know, I agree kind of on the science experiment topic, where I don't want to say we're in a science experiment, but I think they are experimenting. They're trying to figure us out. They're trying to see what they do. I think my experience compared to John on the phone's experience was completely different. Yes. He had a purpose with his. I'm not sure what my purpose is, but when mine happened shortly after that is when I had my awakening to being a psychic medium. Yes. Was that part of that? Did they awaken something in me from that? Or was that a side effect? I don't know.
Absolutely. Let's do this. Let's get into our last break. When we come back, we're going to finish up our conversation about aliens, just kind of free for all. I love the comments. Keep them coming. We're going to talk about what's coming up on Ghost Box Radio this week. And we're going to finish up the show. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And join us Monday as we do the inaugural Monday night program at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, going Monday through Friday, Ghost Box Radio. We're very excited about it. We're going to have a big week of great shows. Starting tomorrow, we're going to have a lovely lady, Moon Girl, Mistress of the Paranormal. We're going to be talking about dream interpretation. And it's one of my, it's a subject I'm very interested in. We're going to talk with her about that tomorrow night at 10:06 p.m. This week, we're going to also be talking to Michael J. Warden, who is an author. He also has been on a number of the TV shows, and we're going to be talking about his new book. We're going to also be talking with the owners of the Bell Mansion, as well as one of the topics I'm always very interested in, which is demonology. We're going to be talking about a new book that came out, Intro to Demonology. And then, of course, Friday, we call that Casual Friday, where it's kind of like this. It's going to be kind of a free-for-all, and we are looking forward to hearing people's comments and everything else. So we're very excited about that. I'm going to bring back in now Char and Adam. We've been talking all day about aliens. It's been a very fascinating conversation, and I just want to thank you both very much for the conversation.
And
thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. I'm getting caught up on the Las Vegas crash.
Yeah.
Daily Mail had put out a newer article from the UK, and it looks like what I'm reading in here, after the initial crash and body cam footage was released, and then 39 minutes later, one of the neighbors comes up and says there's 8 to 10 foot creatures in their backyard.
Yep.
All right. After that, there has been more video and photos of two white spherical objects in the sky of Vegas that looks like they dock with each other.
Oh, interesting.
That was just on the UK Daily Mail. I was just reading that one. It's from just a few days ago, June 26th.
Breaking news.
When the Daily Mail published that. But yeah, this is fascinating. Two big spheres falling out of the sky that I'm at least reading about. One of which is caught on the police body cam photo.
Yep.
And then you've got neighbors from a few houses away going, like, there's big things running around my yard. And then the Las Vegas police are setting up temporary cameras in these yards.
Yep.
There is more than meets the eye on this one, and I hope they follow up on it.
Well, and I posted a video to the Ghost Box Radio Facebook page, and it's one from the TV station in Vegas that George Knapp is a part of. So if you're familiar with George Knapp, I don't know if you're familiar. He is the news reporter that broke the whistleblower for Area 51 back in the late 80s.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
and he's been very close to all UFO stories, which so many come out of Vegas, that, it is. And if you watch the video, you can hear the sound of that craft hit the ground. Which that itself is, what is that? I don't even know what that is. It's such an odd sound. I just find it very fascinating. Char, are you familiar with any of this?
A little bit. I haven't really dived into a lot of it. To be honest, I'm trying not to have ADD and look at everything on the web lately.
Right, no.
But I've caught a little bit glimpse and pieces of it, and I did watch what you posted, and it's interesting. I mean, and it makes you wonder, what about that area is so appealing?
I guess I always just assume, and it's as an assumption, so probably very wrong, that it's just so close to Area 51 or, you know, whatever else they have going on over there. Which,
right, but what about that area makes it an attraction in the just in general? Like, what started it? Like, why there?
I mean, I don't know. To me, it always just seemed like that is because that's possibly where work is being done on devices. I mean, who's to say that? I mean, this is now getting into the real realms of conspiracy and whatnot of like those 8 to 10 foot tall aliens. Like, who's to say that they're not, you know, working for the government for all we know?
They're not actually Yetis.
And they're not actually Yetis. That's what I thought.
They could be. Las Vegas is near mountains, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I've never been out there.
Yeah. So I mean, there. Yeah. Sure. I mean, it's tough. I would think it's tougher to live out there, because water is not readily available.
But also, how many claims do we have of spaceships flying into the Uinta Basin in Utah?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they're trying to get into those foothills of the Rockies there in Vegas, you know, and miscalculation, and they end up crashing in somebody's neighborhood.
Yeah. No,
good
I mean,
point.
It is very good point. And that's the thing. It's like there are so many things that it could possibly be.
We know one thing it's not. It's not a hoax, because the Vegas PD has not closed this yet. No. They're setting up cameras around the neighborhood. So obviously they think there is something legitimate to this, and somebody didn't just CGI and call 911 as a prank.
No. In fact, what I had posted, they made a point in the news report to say that it definitely was not that the 911 call was not a hoax, that it was a real 911 call. It was somebody who was truly in fear. It wasn't somebody trying to wind anyone up. And like you said, they are, you know, just the fact that the police set up cameras of their own.
Yeah, that to me gives some definite, you know, concreteness to this latest claim.
Yeah, no, right. It is truly something. And like you said, Adam, I think there's just more to come on this.
I think there is too, and I can't wait to see what finishes up with that investigation.
Right. Well, and that's the weird thing about it. You know, once again, I mean, going into the land of conspiracy, I guess, is that are they going to be allowed to finish the investigation?
True, because Men in Black, I think, actually exist. Not called Men in Black, but I'm sure there's that.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of things that point to what they call Men in Black technology.
Mm-hmm.
That is very fascinating, but it's also very frightening at the same time. But that is true.
Yeah. Why can't we just get, you know, the wand from Star Trek that healed the one woman's thing, you know, issues in the elevator and search for Spock? Why can't we just do that with the alien technology?
That's right. I mean, that's just it. I mean, we talked about how it feels like what we are reverse engineering always seems to be related to weaponry. Even if it's a flying mm-hmm. device, it always seems to have a military aspect to it. Can you all think of something that doesn't? That we know of.
I would say the smartphone, but people use that for hate all the time.
Yeah, you know.
Right.
Yeah. And that's a good point, because there's a lot of things there that we, you know, that who knows what we're using in our everyday lives that might have some alien, like it started with an alien drop-off of some kind.
If it's the Keurig, thank you.
Or the air fryer.
Oh, my God, I love those. That was a pandemic buy that I'm glad I did.
That's funny.
Absolutely.
That is really funny. I laugh. I mean, that's true. I mean, who's to say that's not?
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, it makes life better and easier. I mean, Tang, for all we know, could be of an alien.
I honestly think, you know, if they're going to put it out there, they're going to hide it in the most simplest, easy to accept place. So we're not going, what the heck is this? Like,
yeah.
Make it easy so that we all get it and it's not threatening, because how else can you hide something so amazing?
Now, I'm going to cut us all short here because we're wrapping up here. Shar, Adam, thank you so very much for being on tonight. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. And the reason why I'm cutting it a little short here is because we're going to just say goodbye for my final Sunday show. And once again, I'd like to remind everybody to please join me tomorrow night at 10:06 p.m. as we move the show Monday through Friday. We're going to have Moon Girl on. We're talking about dream interpretation, a new journey for us. Please join us. Thank you for everything. And we'll see you tomorrow night. Take care, everybody.